These two people that have become good friends of mine, and they're both here from West Virginia. They'll be headed down to Berkeley next week for the Berkeley Old Time Music Festival, which is a fine thing if you all want to go down there next week or some year. You probably know that Tracy Schwartz, it rhymes with chores from his point of view, has been one of the new Lost City Ramblers since 1962. And I know I can speak for many of us in saying how grateful we are for all the work you've done to make this music accessible to us. Yeah. And Ginny is a fine mountain singer and has come out of the hollers and made her supernova appearance on the world. I'm not quite sure just how that all happened, but we're so happy she's here. I visited them in West Virginia, and what I can say about these two, besides being incredibly inspiring musicians, is they have that remarkable human quality of both of being incredibly ordinary and fabulously extraordinary at the same time. So welcome them to Portland.
Thank you, thank you. My goodness, and another big hand for Lauren's show. All right. My dear. Well, we're happy to be back in Portland. We were here once before, I guess about a year, maybe 2 years ago, at Chuck and Pat Gates' house there. And so they brought some those people that were there before here with them tonight. And so... gluttons for punishment, I guess, or something. Anyway, we're very happy to be here. We always, we love coming to Portland. The first time we came to Portland, there's always a surprise as soon as we get off the airplane. Pat and Chuck met us there with a picnic. In the SUV, sitting there in the parking with all the green growing all down at the airport, we're sitting there having a picnic immediately. And then this time, we went immediately to see some performance art, Justin. That was supposed to be a fire. Was there ever a fire? We waited for about 2 hours and never saw the thing go up in flames. But it was interesting to be down on the water and everything. So what next? I don't know what Portland's got in store for us. All right. We're going to do some different kinds of harmony and some solos, and Tracy's going to play fiddle, guitar, and I'm going to fool with the auto harp a little bit. And so I guess this is just a collection of all the different kinds of singing that goes on where we live in West Virginia. A lot of Carter family, some Stanley Brothers, hints of early bluegrass, and are we there? And even some unaccompanied stuff for you. So, all right, here we go, starting off with the Carter family. Just a good place to start. Oh, hey. start a family song, huh? Yeah, they did, I think, one whole album of blues things. And we may have just jazzed that up just a tad. This is another Carter family song that I've always loved to sing, about a situation that most of us know about, when an old love wants to come back.
Reflect the sound here a lot. It can give it applause. It sounds really thunderous up here.
Sounds like, you know what it reminds me of? That first place in Edinburgh that we played in May, that in that old castle thing, you know, and phew, boy, it's like having all this reverb everywhere. It was great. All right, yeah, the sound in here is nice. We were told that it was a great place to play, and it sure is that. You all are very lucky here in Portland and have so much of a music scene. Gracious, music everywhere. All right, what do you want to do?
Stanley Brothers. We did this last night for practice, and we're going to do it again tonight until we get it right. But I've heard people say this is probably the best song that Carter ever wrote. Anyway, it's got some good old Lonesome Mountain sounds in it. I'm walking from one bar to another. I don't know where I'm going. words. I guess it was last night I got it right. I'm walking from one bar to another. I don't know where I'm going or where I've been. No, what I meet realizes I'm trying when I
had not recorded for about 11 years, and she'd been saving up some awfully good songs, and this was one of them. On the CD that's back there, Hazel is singing the lead, and I'm singing a baritone part under, but I really like the song, so I kind of started singing it myself. It's called Forsaken Lover. We sang this in San Diego one time, and it turns out that you know, a lot of the service people come in to ship out of there and come back to there. And I couldn't figure out why so many people in the audience were in tears. And I guess the whole group were supposed to come home from Iraq, and they'd been canceled. So that was why it seemed to mean an awful lot to the people of San Diego.
Passing bus threw me out of tune. Thank goodness I have an excuse. Okay.
I will tell a sad, sad story. It was High-pitched sound. Yeah. Is there any way we can get rid of that, you think?
Yeah. No, don't shoot him. Don't shoot him.
Don't shoot the sound, man. What? Wonder where it is. Are we doing something wrong?
No.
Could very well be.
You'll hide my bad fiddle playing. Maybe better not take it out.
Got to get Tracy to come up with his fiddle here now and play a tune or two for you.
Mm-hmm. Tune it first, you say? I think I can get away with that. There's a fiddler by the name of Snake Chapman, Snake Owens Chapman, from Kentucky, and he had quite a following. And, well, I heard a recording of him playing this, and seemed to me like it'd be a great tune to play. There's probably 1,000 tunes under the title of Boatin' Up Sandy. So this is Snake Chapman's Boatin' Up Sandy. Thank you.
one with his fiddle. You like to do this. All right, we'll get air. I'd rather have the visual distraction than to have the auditory distraction of the fans. All right, you getting your other old fiddle.
Mm-hmm. This one is real old.
You know what? This is a real, as you can tell, this is not a slick presentation up here, guys. I can see pretty much, if you have a question that's burning in your mind, just ask it. Let's see, Tracy and I are yes over, we're now both getting Social Security. It's a yes. We've been married 13 years.
Why did you switch with fiddles?
Why did he switch fiddles? Because he wanted to do this in another tuning. And he doesn't want to tune that fiddle. That's his new one, and he paid too much for it.
Also. Also, one screeches while the other scratches. I'll try to get it right. Okay, this is the first time we've done it this way. What's it called?
A New False Heart.
Oh, good. That's the one I was talking about.
Down to Parkersburg for an appointment we had, and he was, Route 47, it follows the South Fork of the Hughes River, so it goes very curvy. Oh, and so he was going about 30, and I said, Tracy, you can drive 40 miles an hour at least on these roads. And he said, I had a wife one time that tried to rush me. I got message.
She always says that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really scared of him.
Are we in tune together? Because I had to. A little sharp.
Is that your D? That's my D.
I won't argue with you. You have more strings than I do.
I don't need to play this thing.
Oh, yeah. No.
Do we have an auto harp lover in the audience? You want this one? You can have it.
I almost have it here. Okay. I think we can get away with it.
Song that Tracy has actually been singing for years. A lot of the times before I met Tracy and he was doing solo acts around the country, if he were in Chicago, say, and he had, you know, paying gigs on 2 weekends, then during the week, rather than sit in somebody's friend's home and watch game shows and soap operas on TV, he hit upon the idea that really this folk music should be taken to the folks. Who, and many times those were the folks who brought it to us. And so he started doing nursing home gigs during the week. And you do either nursing homes or retirement centers, mental institutions, any place like that where people are sort of captive there. And you know, they have a little $40 budget or something, but they really appreciate it. So, you know, any of you who do music, you know, they're great audiences, and lots of times just when you think maybe they're you know, medicated too much or something. And he, Tracy will say, so how many people here have ever milked a cow? And you or, you know, you see the foot patting while he's playing the fiddle or something. So it's a wonderful thing to do. And it sure beats watching game shows on TV. Yeah. This is one of the songs he often would sing there.
Called You've Been a Friend to Me, from the wonderful repertoire of the Carter family. Something is weird.
Yeah, this is, I don't know what to do about that.
We need to put another nickel in here, I think.
Yeah. That's what it is. Every time it gets across that sound hole, it... Country music. That was it for the Irish music. They wanted to hear just hear us do "Oh, flames can't hold a candle to you." I think there was something other than music going on there. This is a being from West Virginia, I guess we don't do a whole lot of coal mining songs because it seems that the media does a fine enough job of painting the whole state as being one big coal mine. So, there are no coal mines where we live. but in our part of the state. But this particular one, I think, I've always liked it. It was written by a teenage girl in Draggerton, Utah. And Doc Boggs set it to this tune. And Tracy's playing this open tuning, modified, on Lauren's guitar. Thank you, Lauren, very much for letting us tear your guitar around like this.
I hope Lauren will forgive us for putting her guitar in this Appalachian slack key. If I can remember, I'll put it back into standard again. All right?
When he joined the Ramblers, I found out last night when he was telling us a bit of the history of his life that he was immediately appointed the unaccompanied singer. And you going to do an unaccompanied number?
Yeah, I'm just going to have the guitar on here to hold me down.
Yes, you have a question.
What happened to Tom Daley's body?
It still has a head on it. And he follows it around. He's got a wonderful collection of violins, all priced too high to sell. There have been a few people who've been able to pry loose one or two of them, though. He lives in England, in London, and he collects their Social Security over there. So the New York City Ramblers have got both sides of the big pond covered now. Yeah. Well, there were some wonderful collections of songs that had been released by the Library of Congress many, many years ago in the pre-digital age. And one of them I have endeavored to learn over the years, recorded a song by a man by the name he's of Salyersville, Kentucky. Clay Walters is his name. He did three ballads each one of them kind of like relating back to the old days, you know, of kingdoms and things like that. We don't have kingdoms anymore, do we? I wanted to get that straight. I'm sure we don't have kingdoms anymore. At any rate, what a singer, an incredible singer. Now they've made a lot more of their holdings there available. So, but if you get a chance, go and listen to this Clay Walters. He did Lady of Carlisle, The House Carpenter. I mean, The House Carpenter for a while there in early 60s was at the top of the ballad hit parade, and which meant it got bolderized quite a bit. But I think when you hear Clay Walters sing that, that really puts it where it ought to be. And this one is called So Early in the Spring. So early, early in the spring, I pressed abroad to serve the King, to leave my dearest dear behind, who'd often told me her heart was mine. I sailed all over the sea, took every kind opportunity to write love letters to my dearest dear, but nothing from her could I hear. At length I went to her father's home, and for my love did only call. Her father made me this reply: "Go away, young man, she don't deny. My daughter's married, I do declare, to a richer man than you by fair. My daughter's married for a term of life, therefore go seek you another wife. Oh, curse all gold and silver too, likewise to a girl that won't prove true. I'll lift my wings, let the bullets fly, I'll sail on the sea till the day I die. Oh, stop, you false young man. If you wrote letters, I never got them. The fault is great, but none of mine. Don't reflect so hard on the female kind." That's right.
Singing the unaccompanied singing of my own heritage, where I grew up, and I grew up in an unaccompanied tradition that came to this country from Scotland. And when we were there recently, we went to the Outer Hebrides, to the Isle of Lewis, where that singing is still done. And we went to a Gaelic service and heard it done in Gaelic, the singing that I heard from my grandparents and from my aunts and uncles and my dad. So this is a song we're going to do. This is one by Hazel Dickens. And I know a lot of you might be familiar with her songwriting and her singing. And I tell you, it's a thrill to be on stage with her, because the audience is yelling, "We love you, Hazel, we love you." That's funny. Oh, Lord. Now you've embarrassed me. But, you know, when Carol Elizabeth and I did the recording with her, on the way, I remember driving around the Washington Beltway, and Carol Elizabeth said, as she's driving, she said, okay, before we start, we both agree that Hazel is the queen, right? Yes, okay. Whatever she said, and however she wanted it done, you know, so that's what makes it good. So I'm beginning to think about doing a second solo CD of my own, and I went by to see her and said, give me some advice. So I have a whole tablet. She thought about it all night long, about things that she would say. She's very caring and supportive of other people, and particularly women, but she's just really, really good friend, good person to know. And this is one of her songs that I love to sing, called Lost Patterns. The worn out linoleum has lost its pattern on the kitchen floor, and the woman that used to scrub it's turned around and walked right out the door. The whole cloth on the table, she wiped so many times, it's almost gone. And the elbows leaning on it held the head of a man that drank alone. Every now and then his empty can would shatter. Close out this part here, and then we'll take a little break for about 15 minutes or so, and come back and then do a little short set before the band comes on. Yeah, we're looking forward to that too. So this is a good song. This is from the Lubin Brothers, and it's a gospel song of theirs, and it's great for you to sing with us. And I don't know, maybe we've been doing a lot, maybe people have bought the CD or whatever, but it seems like all over the place people know the thing now, so do sing. And the harmony singers double up with Tracy. No, they say a lot of words, okay? And anybody that wants to sing the lead with me, have at it. I can drown you all out, so. You think I'm kidding? And the third verse of this was a recitation that Ira Lubin did, and not really into recitation, so I kind of constructed a verse out of, but it's his thoughts and some of his phrases, but just has a good message for today, I think.
Okay. sing? Mm-hmm. Way back in the hills where a boy I once wandered, buried deep in the grave lies the girl that I love. She was called from
rapidly becoming, I guess, my favorite fiddle tune. So this is by my request that he's doing this. When we were in Scotland recently, they said they could hear bagpipes in this tune, so I think you will.
I got this some of this from a fiddler by the name of Leslie Keith, who was originally with the Stanley Brothers in the early days of their recording and performing. Their father kind of hired Leslie Keith to teach the boys the ropes, and he put some real lonesome sounds on one of the recordings they made of Glass of Wine and several other songs too. And I happened to come along with Mike when he was recording him at his trailer out in California one time, and played guitar on those recordings, and he spoke highly of that, and in gratitude I've sort of included a little bit of his innovations on this tune, Bonaparte's Retreat. Thank you.
he's all mine.
I just want to steal the tune.
Yeah, that's, I told you, that's pretty special, isn't it? Yeah, people over there thought so too. They really like that. This is an old song from the singing of Beatrix Smith from down around that southwest corner of Virginia that stretches out towards Tennessee. Old times are not what they used to be. There's troubles all the time, and no one knows the inward grief of my poor troubled mind. Oft times I've suffered for your sake. It's you
called She Tickles Me. I'm not playing the Gibson. There's no reason to have two capos on there. I have a nice old Gibson guitar at home, and that curved neck even means I have to have two capos. This was written by Dorsey Dixon. He called it She Tickles Me. And I recorded it, oh, golly, previous century with the New Lost City Ramblers. And then I met Dorsey Dixon at one of the Newport folk festivals. Kind of a short little man who wrote some good songs. I think both he and Wade Maynard together wrote The Wreck on the Highway. And Roy Acuff bought it. Proceeded to make a whole lot of money off of it. That's the way it goes. But he said,
when I told him that I really liked this song, he said, "Oh yeah," he said, "children from 6 to 60 love that song." But I'm here to say you, well, even beyond 60. Everybody likes this one. Scares some people sometimes. That's scaring me. I think it's my hearing aids at first, but it's
no,
not.
No, it's something in one of your mics. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah? Not anymore.
Oh, here it is.
I guess I'm going to have to stop squeaking.
Is maybe. It in his vocal mic?
Hello. Yeah. Test, check. 1, 2.
Okay. Maybe it's in there.
Maybe that's that one, yeah. It is up awful high. Maybe it's the monitor, really. Monitors don't need to be quite that high, man.
Yeah, if you need to
we've
turn
hurt
the
ourselves.
Down, you can. That might be what it is.
Yeah, they can cut the monitors down. We've hurt ourselves before. It might be even better if we don't hear ourselves one more time.
You guys are such great singers. We're gonna close out here with a couple of songs, and I want you all to sing with us. I think you'll know these. If you don't, you can pick them up fast.
Darling, how can I stay here without you? I have nothing to be fine.
Lawrence house, and yeah, they do need reservations for that. So because there's only so many people her house will hold. So if you need to do that, you need to stop by there by the back there where the CDs are and talk to those people back there. And we want to thank Ed and Lauren so much for putting us up and feeding us and everything. It's just been great staying with them. Good heavens. Portland's a very hospitable place, I tell you. Every time we're here, we get well taken care of.
Y'all come back.
More often.
I have another commercial, too.
There's
going to be a real good old-time music festival in Berkeley this coming week, and there are going to be some absolute luminaries. I got my tongue in front of my tooth, and I couldn't see what I was saying. At any rate, Jenny Hawker will be performing there Thursday night at the Freight and Sally.
With my all-star band. Boy, I've got a great band.
Just fell right out of the sky, a bunch of stars. And then on Friday night, regardless of what you read on the internet that the New Lost City Ramblers disbanded in 1975, we are performing at some big hall. And it finally happened. The New Lost City Ramblers have sold out.
That's not the first time.
All tickets I'm talking about. Yeah, we sold out all tickets. So, at any rate, things are really happening down there. And just, y'all come.
Yeah, they're going to be doing there's some kind of panel discussion, and then there's a radio show, and, whenever the Ramblers get together, everybody, wants a piece of them for a while, so. All right, let's do this song.
Well, it's cool down on.
I'll meet you back. Well,
Berkeley, California.
Will you all sing it with us? You all know that? Yeah, all right. I'll try not to cry. I haven't been away from home too long.
Can you do it in C?
Yeah, I better.
Yeah. Explain that to us.
Well, in the first part, I might could stand to sing it a little higher, but then when you get to the home, it hurts if it's any higher. So I have to... have to do it here. We usually have Tracy play the fiddle. Does someone else want to play the guitar? Lauren, you want to come play the guitar?
Unless you want to play Appalachian Slack, you have to use my guitar.
Well, now we need to get her a mic.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can sort of gather around there.
Yeah. Sort of gather around? Yeah. I'm scared to touch anything.
I don't know the sound.
You do too.
Mostly.
Okay, B and C.
Okay.
You want to use a C position?
I do. I'm going to take
We have not done this together.
I'll take this back.
So
yeah. Sing loudly. So let's trade places so I get that mic. And you have the fiddle
on. Oh, I could do that, sure.
That work for you? Okay.
I think so.
All right. Oh. Are we a band or what? Here we go. Okay, we're going to start out with the chorus.
Well, this is completely unrehearsed. So that any mistakes I make, well, they're not my fault.
Remember now, while I'm so free, what I wanted to do.
of course, the show isn't over. The Government Issue Orchestra is coming. Stick around and hear the youngsters.